Lord, why are we so afraid of your leading? Lead us further on into your purposes. When we come into the loveliness of your presence, there's no place we'd rather be. Forgive us when we hold back on you, for you're always going ahead to plan and prepare new things. Keep our hearts focused, so that when strange and fiery trials do come our way, we will not be overwhelmed.
We worship and adore you, Lord. We dare not build booths, but we praise you for the wonderful gifts you have given us. In our lives and in our homes, may we welcome angels unawares. May the gift of hospitality touch people's hearts and bring lasting fruit from heaven.
We pray special blessings on all homes and families that are experiencing unusual trouble or prolonged stress.
While the Lord Jesus was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my Son whom I love. Listen to him."
Lord, on the slopes of Mount Hermon, you showed your Son how very much you love him. This day we have seen that man can live even if you speak to him.
Lover of our souls, keep on loving us. And help us to realise how much it thrills your heart when we give you the love of our hearts, seeking first your kingdom and not ours.
Make our hearts soft towards you, Lord, yet utterly determined to accomplish all that you have put within them.
One word from you, Lord, imparts life to our souls. You love to speak, even beyond the need for words. You listen to our inmost thoughts and bring us to a place of stillness, where attentive listening ushers in the intimate communion that you are longing for.
Enlarge our understanding, Lord. Never stop speaking to us. We need to hear what you're saying, even if that means saying the same thing over and over again.
When the disciples heard the voice that came from heaven, they fell down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid."
Lord, we're never more truly at home than when we're in your presence. Help us not to waste time living in dread of what you might ask us to do, for that would open our hearts to fear.
Even as your hand rests upon us, bring this same rest through us to many others. Show us what to do and how to do it. And may we take the beauty of your presence with us wherever we go.